Those of us who have accumulated the various and sundry artifacts handed down to us by unforeseen forces. Blessed are the things. How much comfort they provide in hours of pain, suffering, and terrible darkness, the clutching and stroking thereof, the temporal solace and relief from the impending finality of death. One of my favorite things was proffered to me by a rich but despicable uncle. He had many things in his house of wonder-filled horrors. After feeding us to the limit on greasy chicken and stale candies, he would bring out the black box. I remember with great clarity the old carved wooden thing coated with many generations of heavy black lacquer and etched into its top and side strange symbols that one might see on an Egyptian sarcophagus or ancient Mayan ruin. The box had a hole into which we would be encouraged to reach and find the unknown gifts that resided therein. And each of us would take his or her turn, starting with the eldest to the youngest. The box was filled with fear and delight. One would never know what valuable or treacherous thing would be drawn from its seemingly endless bounty. My eldest brother once reached inside, this was some years ago, and screaming pulled out the bleeding stump of his left arm. Oh, it looked as though it had been ravaged by some terrible beast with razor teeth. The wound was soon dressed, and before the day was done, he was reaching inside again. The second time, as fate would have it, he withdrew a new baseball glove with an LED digital display to record the speed and trajectory of incoming fly balls. Unfortunately, the glove was designed for a left hand, the one he no longer had. Such was the sometimes ironic cruelty of the box's unpredictable magic. My turn came. With trepidation, I stuck my small, thin arm into its awaiting mouth. I felt the icy winds of the North Sea, the blistering sands of the Sahara, and then my aching fingers clutched the prize. I pulled it out and stared with delight at the gold and silver watch that spun like a top on the end of its chain. I still have the watch, and even after 20 years, I've barely begun to learn its own peculiar truths. Certain strokings and rubbings of its casing will allow the manipulation of time itself. Placing it to one's ear, but only on certain full moons of every odd year, will allow one to overhear the secret conversations of the genius dead and their godlike muses. The box itself is now a memory. One night, my father, drunk with rage and greed, took the box down from its place in his brother's dusty attic and, using the jaws of life which he had borrowed from the fire hall where he worked as a janitor, pried the box open. Of course, this is the story our mother tells us. We were awoken from our sleeps at the time by what sounded like a lightning bolt striking the house. Running to the attic, we stared at the pile of ashes and my mother kneeling over it, running her fingers through it like finely sifting sand, picking up what looked like a large black pearl, and etched on it the face of a man who looked an awful lot like me.